It would be nice to see Kawhi get out there and put up some better numbers. Put up numbers and be a part of the squad, but he can't. He's just hurt. Like that's not the direction that I want Kawhi going in. Playing hard as he can for the Olympics. And I get why he may be playing. Like this could be your only chance at another championship. But let's also say this. We have to congratulate him for doing so well with the Spurs and with Toronto when they won that championship. Like he
That's
did
true.
good.
I'll say this, and as a film buff, I kind of appreciate the jumping in right in the middle of stuff. But this is whole profits. That's your host over there.
Here you
I'm
go with that
like,
shit. Here you go.
this
Here you go.
is
Ladies and
another link
gentlemen.
up.
Ladies and gentlemen. This nigga to go hit me off with that. All right. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Folk Prophecy. This is the link up where we sync up and drink up. My co-host as always, introduce yourself, please, Madafara.
What up? I am Creed of Exodus Studios, architectsandmars.com, as per usual.
What else, man?
Just we here. I'm about to get ready to drop a new collection soon. Some wall art, some clothes, a whole bunch of stuff. So we
So
got
while he's
stuff
trying to not introduce himself, let's also
coming.
talk about this is the guy who is behind Culture Foolishness, which is a podcast where they talk about therapy, healing, and your latest episodes that are on Stars, such as Power, such as BMF. They also go over that. So that is also on his repertoire, as you can see him over there smiling.
I'd be forgetting, we do so
Don't
many
forget shit.
things.
Anything concerning him, he do not forget that shit. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known this motherfucker for a long time. Don't forget. So yeah, if y'all just now catching up to us, we just started the podcast. We're talking about the players that was on that are on the Olympic team, and the movement around the players. Jason Tatum has been used sparingly in parts, and then he's been able to get off as of late. We've
That
seen
man,
Steph Curry.
that game was close as hell today, and he was just on the bench clapping. He ain't play him at all. Like, dog, like, you
The
know
guys that y'all
what?
playing didn't go that deep in the playoffs, though. Have you noticed that?
Listen.
That man won a championship. Why we trying to front on that man like that?
No. He did, but I've been watching basketball a long time, and beside, and you know what? I gotta add it, but because it was different and they got a break, was probably hard in its own way. But besides lockout seasons, the bubble, the Celtics of 2024 might have had the easiest path to the damn championship I've ever seen. You mean to tell me every team that you play start playing hurt? Every single one of them? Until you get to the end, like, get away from me.
It's the
Like,
luck of the
I
draw, bro.
don't,
We live in a
I
different
don't,
era, man. We live in a different era. These players are hurt more. They
I'm
seem
a
to be hurt
Lakers
more. I
fan
don't
for
know.
life, so I'm not gonna give the Celtics no type of props, and I'm
The players seem to be
severely
hurt more
irritated.
nowadays. Maybe that's just me looking at it.
Well,
Players seem to be hurt more.
load management.
Well, yeah, that'll get you 60 games, but even with that, we don't see a lot of coming out of Kawhi Leonard either. Now my whole thing with that was, why even play the guy? Why would we even play a guy during the Olympics when you're gonna need him for his regular season
Well, that's why they sent
acumen?
him home. And I'm pretty sure the owners called Team USA and was like, so we just about to open a new stadium next year. Like, we kind of need this
I like what
dude to at
Grant Hill
least
said.
play the 50 games he could play. Maybe he can he play the 40 games he could play this season? Can he play the 30? Damn.
I like what Grant Hill said about it. Hey, we see you limping. We see you trying to make the effort and getting here, and you want to be a part of the team and everything, but we see that it's a struggle for you as well. So go home. Go home. Take care of
If I
yourself.
see
Get
him.
yourself ready for the regular season.
He's on the wrong team anyway, so I can't root for him ever. He went to the stupid ass Clippers and shit. Ugh.
And what is so wrong with the Clippers, bro?
What is so wrong with the Clippers? Well, why couldn't they stay they sorry asses in San Diego? Number one. Number two, most of my life, they pretty been the stepchildren of the NBA. They've been fucking awful, and I feel like they're cursed because even when they have good teams, weird injuries at it. Like, just hang it up, move to Seattle, change your name to the Supersonics, act like this never happened. That's my suggestion because I
Going to
hate them,
Seattle ain't a bad idea.
but they're not. They're
Why
not
not go to
doing it.
Seattle?
The
Seattle would be a
NBA,
good
no,
idea.
what?
I think
Well,
what you
no,
said,
because.
going to San Diego is good, but also going to
Well,
Seattle is
that's where they're
good.
from, and now they shouldn't never
Yeah.
come to LA because
There's
it's Lakers
boats.
country. Like, you're never going to get the love that the Lakers get here. They won too many championships, and y'all ain't won shit. Like, the people who, and this is me being in LA, and I'm pretty sure we're gonna get some comments from this one, but people in LA that are Clippers fans, I feel like either are transplants that just want to root for the underdog, or they people from LA that just want to be like, I'm different from everybody else. Because other than that, why would you not root for the Lakers and you from LA? Like, why wouldn't you? It doesn't even make sense. It makes no sense. I like the Lakers from fucking Chicago. And you from LA. Like, why would you root for the losers? They're literally the losers. I didn't even start wearing my Cubs hats again until these fools won the World Series. I was sick of them fools.
I still don't wear Cubs hats. Yeah,
Only you know the only reason I'm wearing because it's a C for real. But
I know that. And the only way reason I wear what the Minnesota hat is because of the M's.
exactly right. And I do Colorado Rockies because
Oh
that's my
yeah, because it got the
initials.
C and the R on that motherfucker.
And I was like, one day I was like, why haven't I been doing this? This stupid.
Yeah,
But
and it
they
was black
never
and
had
purple.
good colors. Well, besides, I like their actual colors, but you know how when a team is good, they get a variety of colors and different
It wasn't like that
products.
for a while, man. It would just seem like that
No, no,
2000
no.
era.
Well, if it was a good team or a popular team, because I remember in the early 2000s, I used to get Cubs hats in crazy different colors
True. I did too. I did.
because, you know, they are popular, even though they weren't winning per se. They are a popular team. And
Had
then
a red one with that was
the
like
Sox
cream
are a
pinstripe.
popular, you know, merch team because other, you know, parts of the country like them for different reasons. So it was always varieties in Sox hats and Yankees and shit like that. Colorado was shitty in the 90s. They weren't good at that like that. So, you know, it took until shit, maybe 10 years ago, barely, and I start being like, oh, I'll make us some. It's okay. Let me go ahead. That's my initial. I'm gonna rock it.
Yeah, but watching the Olympics, going back to that, these were some
It's
good games,
been
man.
so dope. Outside of the
I haven't caught
basketball,
much of the boxing. I'm
I
really missing
haven't.
out
I've
on.
been wanting to catch the box. I feel
I
like it's
haven't caught
coming on
any.
in the middle of the night.
I don't know when it's coming.
I like the track and field has been
Oh,
great.
track and field has been awesome, bro.
The women been representing, and it
The
seemed
women been
like
kicking ass in
all
track and field.
the
Salute to the women.
women,
Salute to the USA
salute to
women.
y'all. Every one of y'all that's been winning has been fine as hell on top of being
Salute to the
fast.
young lady who won earlier today, but she broke the
Yo,
world record. She kicked
she
ass.
her own
That's
that she
crazy.
didn't. She been only beating her own world record the past four times.
That's crazy.
She's a beast. I was like, got the nerve to be fine as hell and that talented. That's just wrong. Like, why are you could have had like a weird nose or something. Like, why are you like beating these chicks this bad?
And we're not gonna even wish that on
No,
her that she gotta have a weird
no,
nose,
no. I'm not
busted
saying
lip,
it like
or
that.
a
I'm just saying
crusty
it
eye.
like I'm saying it in the terms of you literally got just like the genetic lottery. Like, you got all the attributes to go do this, You look good, all of that. Like, and he seemed smart. Like, when they interviewed her after it, she seemed like super, super smart too. I was like, Black
She's a
excellence.
neurosurgeon or something like that.
Right. So I'm like, Black excellence. We love to see it. She dope.
Yeah, she dope. She dope. So salute to her. I forgot her name, but I'm proud
And
of her for
then
doing what
Noah
she did.
Lyles had COVID and got bronze. That's insane.
Yeah, he did well too. But salute to the women and the men, but the women have been doing dope shit. Salute to Simone Biles.
Salute to Botswana in the 200 for winning their first gold medal, and
Oh,
that was
okay.
pretty ill
Okay.
because I definitely I find myself rooting for other countries against US sometimes, depending, because I was watching volleyball earlier and I was definitely rooting for Brazil. They lost, but
Who did Brazil lose to?
America,
Oh, okay.
but. It was just, I was like, so you just got a whole team of tall, fine women. Just,
Carla, you about to objectify the women?
I'm
Is
not
that what you're about
trying
to
to.
do?
I'm not trying to. I'm just pointing out a visual fact. They're all beautiful and super talented. They took them to a five set match, which it should have been only four if they had actually not tied. So. They took them
I
to a
love
fifth set.
volleyball, by the way.
Yeah, no, I love the sport, so I was watching it as a fan of the sport. I was watching the men's volleyball as well, but
Did you notice Chase Buttinger out there?
former NBA player. I was like, okay, you took a nice little pivot there because you definitely wasn't good enough to
Hey, he got there though. He got there though.
no. He got there, but in terms of like making a mark like he is in this sport of volleyball, I don't think nobody like he's gonna be one of the great American volleyball players.
That's
Like,
fine.
literally,
That's fine.
and that's
Living
dope,
your legacy,
you
young
know,
man.
that's dope. And then to have it on his resume that he did play in the NBA is actually kind of dope as well. So, he got it.
Got it. He'll be all right.
Oh.
What do you think about this Justin Fields situation going to Pittsburgh? You think he's going to end up being a starting quarterback?
I don't know because Russell Wilson still got a lot in the tank, and I feel like both of them, in terms of going to situations that probably would foster the best result for them individually, I feel like going there with what's the coach name over there again? I forgot.
Where?
At Pittsburgh.
That guy. Tomlin. Mike
Tomlin,
Tomlin.
thank you. Mike Tomlin. I feel
I
like I was like, they don't both be old and forget.
Mike Tomlin.
But no, Mike Tomlin, I feel like for both of them, as far as like being under a certain type of coach and coming from what both left. This is the best situation for both of them. Now, who's going to rise to the top in it in terms of training? Because Mike Tomlin gonna pick the best person he see in the preseason and training camp, all of that. So
Yeah, you're not going to be able
you
to
got a
hold back. You're
chance.
not going to
You
be able to
got
hold back the best quarterback.
and I feel like and this is one of those situations where as much as you are disappointed to see something end prematurely because I feel like it's we gonna be talking about Justin Fields in the same way of the Atlanta probably speak on Brett Favre, for having Brett Favre and then letting him go to another team and then becoming that guy. In this case, I feel like both teams maybe chose the best path for them. Individually, because everything I've been seeing with Caleb Williams so far, it's looking good, looking good, looking like we got a real one. I don't know. So we're
Yeah,
gonna
but I
see.
mean, look at what they put around
Oh,
them.
absolutely. I feel like Justin Fields would have been able to do well with that too. However, I just see And this is from and I don't know if you're gonna agree or disagree, but that's just from watching football for 25 plus years at this point. It's like it's a little thing that the quarterbacks that really make an impact have, like this little extra thing. It's not even it's in the way they even move and talk to the media, all that stuff. Like for some reason, I see it more in Caleb than Justin
I hear you.
so far. Now, when we get to the games, that's where the final results are going to be. But as far as like the intangible, like what they've been saying, it's been going around a lot lately, aura. Like Caleb, he got that aura. He seemed like he just know, like we about to be in the playoffs. Like he looked like when he really have this air about him that is just like, you know, we're going to the playoffs, right? You know, like I wouldn't even have came here if I didn't think this was gonna be a winning franchise because all I'm attached to was winning, and that's what the fuck we gonna do.
I
And
hear
that's what
you.
he gives, and Justin never gave that. He talented as hell, absolutely, but he never gave that feeling. It was just like, okay, let's see what you're doing. It'd be some games you'd be like, oh wow, he looks really great. But it never was like just him talking, just his presence was like,
I hear you. I hear
we
you,
got
but
this shit.
look
So
at
we gonna
what he
see.
came into, and then look at what
Oh,
Caleb
it's some
came into as
bullshit.
well.
But again, I don't know if obviously having that personnel practicing with them and talk to the media afterward, he know what he got because he just came from a program that had personnel that was crazy. So he know he got weapons, but he just seemed like the type that regardless, even if it was a weapon or two less or three less, he probably would still be acting that cocky. I don't know if it would end up cashing out, but he just gives that aura of, I know I could, at the end of the day, I could manufacture some shit. Like he just
We're
have
gonna
that
see.
type of feeling. So we're gonna see exactly. And that's the thing I had missed. I think I missed the first preseason game as far as like him playing. If he, I don't even know if he played in it
No, he
because
didn't. He
last
said he
time.
wasn't gonna play. He said he
Oh,
wasn't gonna play the
okay.
first one.
Oh, okay. All right.
He said
All
he was gonna
right.
sit that one out. We shall see. I think. Well, I like Justin Fields, and one of the
Yeah.
things that made me like him recently was about a couple months ago when they were on the field. And he was spinning the ball, throwing the ball. And he, two of the coaches or whatever they were, they were standing. And did you see that? The clip they showed, where two of the coaches were standing behind his shield so they couldn't get hit by the ball. And Justin was threw it over to him so he could get reps because he was ready to throw the ball. And he threw it and it dropped down over the shield right into the guy's hands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. And he did it again. And then the guy was like, holy shit, did you just see what the kid did? He's like, what? He's like, look. He had the ball right in his hand. He's like, incoming. And he threw another. And the guy caught one. I think the guy caught one. He's like, no way he just did that again. So Justin was like, come on, man, I'm ready to throw the ball. And he threw two more. One after the other. One. Bump, bump, right in their hands. I was like, yeah, the kid can't spin the ball. That ain't the problem.
And you know, and before I even said everything I said about Caleb, I'll preface with Justin Fields is hella talented. He's a specimen. I've seen games. I'll be watching Bears games from out here as much as I can, and now I can watch even more football games. I've been I have like the little package NFL shit, but yo. It's I think next season is gonna be really ill because I feel like even if he don't initially play, he's probably gonna play at some point in the season. I just have a feeling. And knowing Tomlin, he probably gonna figure out ways to bring him into games just
Do
and
some
situational stuff.
they call it
So
wildcat and some eye formation and shit like that.
right, because he can
Some
run his ass
play
off
action,
still.
some play action passes or runs and everything. I think it's gonna be some good shit going on.
They are really in a good position for I feel bad for the Pickett dude because he ain't about to see no damn tick.
Probably
He
not.
definitely
Probably not. Probably not.
He had a couple of decent games last season, but yeah, you ain't about to
I'm
see
curious to
him
see what
come
the
back.
young boy, if he comes back, Anthony Richardson. I'm curious to see what he'll be doing over there in over there with the Colts. I'm curious to see how that's gonna play out for him.
Oh, that's the quarterback that I had drafted last year, right?
Yeah, and he got hurt. He got a
He got hurt.
shoulder injury or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Curious to see if he'll be able to come back and play. What's up?
I think no, I was trying to think because I know it was a preseason game on, happened to be one on tonight. And I was trying to think if it was the Colts that I saw him, but I think it
So
was.
it's the Lions and some team, and then it's Patriots and the Panthers, right?
I
Let's go
guess
to them.
I didn't even look it up. I didn't even look it up. My phone is hooked up to this, so I
That's
can't
okay.
really
I'll look it
look
up right now. Go to the break music. Cue it.
it.
Right, so it's Giants, Lions, and it's Patriots, Panthers. Both games are over with. I'm not gonna tell the score on this day, but when y'all see the game, y'all tell me what y'all thought about the game. How about that? That's how we gonna do that. Yeah, so bang bang. There we go with that. DeMar DeRozan, dude, last time we talked, did we speak about him going to Sacramento Kings?
Not at all.
How you feel about that, brother?
I'm
Because
sad about it.
I was hoping he would get back to the LA area and play for the Lakers.
Well, I was hoping, obviously, the Bulls don't want to win, so I don't want him to waste his last few years of being good on them, unfortunately, because they stupid. But I was hoping he went to the Lakers because that would have been great. The Clippers, don't do that to yourself, man. Paul George is even like talking about how he's like, man, I felt like a second class. Yes, you were second class. Nobody cares. They was treating him like a Laker comes to an event or a venue where it was like it had only limited space and they had take the Laker over him. Like, bruh. You picked the wrong team, man. You could have went
Yeah,
to the
you got to
Lakers,
get up
man.
out of there.
You could have had a chip fucking with Bron, but you wanted to go to the
But you could have
damn
been a closer.
Clippers.
You could have been a
That would have
closer.
been perfect. Actually, they needed a damn Paul George on the Lakers. If we can, like, he just and see this is the thing about him. Him being on the team, Bron and Anthony Davis, you need to be the third option. You ain't him. You really need to be the third option. You good as hell though. So if you
Yeah, he
take,
is. He real good.
if people weren't focused on him, he would have all type of room to operate. But on the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard hurt half the season all the time. So they focused on your goofy butt. And you ain't built for that. You ain't built to be the focal point of a defense. Not you. Bron, yes. Wimby, yes, and he a damn rookie. He already every team trying to shut him down. He
Embiid.
damn near get Embiid.
Like what Shaq said toward
What's his name
Embiid.
on the Nuggets?
Nikola Jokic.
In the coach, he was giving the U.S. fist today, man. This Paul
Always.
Pierce,
He gonna always give him fits.
ugh, he good as hell.
It doesn't have enough in the tank and for them at the end.
Nah, I knew it was gonna turn it up, man. And I feel like on some
Like Bron said, that's the shit he lived for. He that's how that's the that's what he
well,
lives for. That's what he plays for. He'd rather have games like
I
that.
feel like on some, excuse me, culturally, LeBron and them, they was like, look, we are the symbol, you know, we assembled of all of the best of the NBA. Pretty much, I don't even think it's one white dude on that team. There ain't nothing but black dudes on the team. Dan Sarri, all white. We're not let you cannot win in this game. You're not. Like I, because at a certain point, it was funny because I could just saw like them huddle up and I saw how they was looking at each other and they were just kind of like, we're not letting all these white dudes beat us. It ain't no universe where
But y'all get
Here's a
a
team
W.
full of brothers that's the best in the damn league for the past 20 years. And y'all, you go play for bronze. Get the fuck out my damn face.
I hear
No
you.
fucking way.
I hear
No
you.
fucking way.
That shit's
And
gonna
I
change
don't
in a
give a
few
fuck
years.
how I'm sounding right now. Because
Ladies
even
and
the
gentlemen, that will
France,
change in a few years.
but yo, the France team is mostly black dudes too. And that's why they in the damn mix.
Ladies and gentlemen, when they figure out the sauce will be copied. They ain't figured the sauce out yet.
I don't
Listen.
know if they can figure out the sauce. We keep evolving. Wemby is a damn, yo,
He's a
Wemby is a
unicorn.
2K. Wemby is a 2K
He's a
build
unicorn.
of somebody being like, I want a player that's 7'4". He can shoot threes. He could get blocked. He gonna be 99, 99, 99. Like,
And he can
he
dribble.
got handles. He be doing
Listen.
nutmegs on motherfuckers. Like, are you kidding
And
me?
the first one was Kevin Durant.
Evolving. And Kevin Durant don't want to even admit that he's damn near 7 feet tall. He keeps talking about
He's
he's
saying
six
six
nothing. Like,
nine.
get
Kevin
out of
Durant
here.
is
You
seven
seven
feet
damn
tall.
T. You 7'3", nigga. Get out of here.
You doing the same shit that Kevin Garnett was saying he was
Right.
6'11". He was like
He
seven
was
one,
seven
seven
one.
two. Telling motherfuckers he was 6'12". Kevin
Don't say it. But no, like, no, you're
Garnett
right.
was telling motherfuckers he was
This keep
6'12".
evolving, but I don't, man, it's like
Hey, look, but
shit.
listen, listen.
Go ahead.
They're halfway there because over here now, we're avoiding the technical side of basketball to be more involved in the craft of the dribbling and things like that. Like, we're more involved with the showmanship and shit like that. They're working on that technical game. They're going to
Oh,
always work on that technical game.
that's why
But
the game is so close.
when they figure
Because at the
out
end of the,
that shit,
because at the end of the day, you know what won that game for them? The physicality. Because it was like, all right, man, let's just press these motherfuckers. They can't really deal with us for real. Because even they had this 1-2 punch of the power of the LeBrons and the Anthony Davises and the MBs, and then you got the finesse of Curry out there hitting 9 threes on niggas. Like, you, what the fuck you gonna do with that shit? Cause like they ain't never had Curry, cause every summer he been dealing with an injury or some issue, so he wasn't able to play in the Olympics. This is his first time playing in the Olympics at 30-some years old and gonna have 9 threes in a game where they absolutely needed him to have 9 threes. If it wasn't for Curry, they wouldn't have won. They would have lost that game. Like,
Yo,
Curry
that's
really
why he was
saved the fuck
there.
out of them.
That's why he was
Exactly.
there.
And that's why
Look.
Curry was the coach. He was like, oh, just give it to Chef. He got it.
Yeah. Like, we have you
We've
as a
seen this a
bailout.
million times.
You're gonna
Yep.
be our point guard, but you're gonna be our bailout guy too.
Right, because he
We
didn't even have hardly no assists. He was out there shooting.
know and we know him. We know he don't do that either. I mean, he does it at five or six a game,
Every once in a while, he'll hit you with a
but we
10.
know
It's
you
like,
ain't
oh,
there for that. We know you ain't
nah,
there for
yeah,
that. We
shooter,
know you're a decoy or
sniper.
you a shooter. You know that. And that's his job. He does it well. Some of them shots that he was putting up in the second half, like in that fourth quarter, when they wasn't going in, I was like, oh shit. Like, is he losing it? And then when he finally hit one and it kind of like rattled in, I was like,
Yo,
oh.
that's the oh the, that was the turning point when he hit that one that kind of ball like ran, went around the rim, went in. I was like, uh-oh, now he done seen it. Nah, it's a wrap. Because he know the basketball guys on this side now. Now he about to start letting it
Right.
rip, and he just
He
start
felt
getting
that
hands.
touch. Yep. Felt that touch. I know they was like, yo, somebody stay close to him. Stay close to him, man. And he was
Couldn't do
probably
shit
like,
with
nope.
Duke. They couldn't do shit with him. And then you got Bron just gonna have a damn triple double. Like, just
Yo,
bang,
how many
light
players
bulb.
have had a triple double, bro?
Not a lot. Not a lot, man. He different, man. I love Bron. Like, I don't, as a basketball fan, you can't not love him. Like, he's just another 2K build of perfection that you would be like, I
Six
want
nine.
somebody 6'9", 270. Just matter of fact, I made a nigga nigga like him to play power forward. He's 7 feet tall, 280, and just a unit. That's fake. That's not even possible. And he's walking
Damn.
around like that. And it's funny because, like, and just outside of basketball, every time I see these pictures, it warms my heart and makes me chuckle because, like, every time he with his wife and they like walking around, she looking like, yes, I know I have a 2K impossible human being next to me. I know. And it is all of what you think it is. Like, very happy couple. And if he is fucking up, he does keep the shit so fucking smooed that he do
Yeah,
not embarrass her.
supposed to,
And
you are
that's how you
supposed
do
to.
it. If you're gonna be out here on bullshit, at least be smooth about it, man.
And at the same time, because of your lifestyle, let your lady know about it too.
Right. And I feel like if he did do that, maybe the past 8 or so years, maybe he have been chilling. Because I mean, in LA, I'm out here, man, and I be around these baddies. Like, you would hear something, and you don't be hearing shit about him.
About
Like, Brian,
who?
not out here.
Okay.
Maybe he's smart enough to do shit in other cities. That's probably why. But I mean, see, the only reason why I'd be like, damn, because LA is tempting, man. Like, fine, we wouldn't be falling out of trees here. Like, sometimes I just be at the mall or go to certain events, and I really just be like, y'all really all here? Y'all really
They
hanging
everywhere.
around here
They're everywhere.
looking like
And
that? Like, what?
because LeBron has been around for a while, I'm quite sure there have been people who have leaned on him and told him what to do and what not to do. He's taken their advice and he's gonna move a certain way. And I'll just say it like
No,
that.
I'm not saying that he has not been fucking up. I'm just saying that whatever he's doing it in a way to where it is very, very
And that's the way it's supposed to
clean
be.
and
Telling
smooth,
other
man.
people's business is whack. Telling other people's business is whack. It says that you don't have anything else. Like
Yep.
that's whack. So LeBron is keeping, he's running a tight ship. And I'm not saying for those who are listening, I'm not saying he I'm not saying that he is doing anything. Just saying like in his
Okay,
situation.
just let's put it out here like this. We'll just say it like this. Me and my boy here, we're clearly men. We have full beards. We're clearly men.
100%
Okay.
man, 100%.
All we're saying is, with the resources that this gentleman has, it's not even from a perspective of him wanting to act, literally be okay. Oh, where the bitch is at? He don't even have to do that. You know how many videos I see of him like doing little weird shit to evade girls trying to follow him? Like, it was this one video which is like gold and most funniest shit in the world to me. And it was bad. It was two black girls, bodies crazy with little fucking dresses on, the hair, the nails, the whole deal, whatever. He's with him, you know, I think it's him, probably other player that maybe was a bench player, maybe like, you know, a homie, whatever. He see them. Why does nigga go down the up escalator while they trying to follow him, and then the shit going up, and he just went down the shit fast there because, of course, he got them long ass legs. He hit a couple steps and went down it. And I was just like, this dude, the real MVP. I know Savannah be like, my heart. Now, this is the shit you need to do when the camera on you, because this is the shit that keep, if he is doing anything illicit, he got so much proof of him shown, like, what, Tinashe or some super fine ass girl, I think it was her, was trying to take a picture with him. This man had his hands in his pocket, like, he wasn't even trying to make it look like
Nope, don't want to.
nothing.
No,
And
no. I don't want
like,
nobody
so
saying that I
if
did this
he's
or I did that.
exactly, so if he's doing shit, he's doing it in a way where he absolutely know ain't no cameras on him, and I'm pretty sure it's a Becky somewhere. That's why the shit's staying so quiet.
quite sure.
Or three or four.
He has several ways of luring women in, getting women to fall for his advances. But salute to LeBron, man. I think he's one of the dopest guys. I think we may have said this already. Calling him a jump shooter doesn't do him really any justice because dude is more than a jump shooter.
I mean,
Drives the ball.
he's a floor general. Like the way that he really could play point guard all the damn time, but it
Facts, that's
wouldn't even
facts.
be fair. Like the Lakers have done it a few times, and we had great records, but it's hard on him at this age to play the point, you
Do you think
know.
he could play the point and let D-Lo run too, or would it have to be somebody else? I think it got to be somebody else.
I think that, oh damn, this little fine track girl just won us. I feel like D'Lo needs to be the point, and Bron needs to still be kind of that point forward type player where he gets to, you know, run shit out of the post and stuff like that, because that's just gonna give you more weapons. I really hope, I don't know. I feel like at this point they rosters are pretty much set going into preseason. I don't know what movement they can do besides finding some diamond in the rough G League players or some random free agent that's still laying around or something like that, but unless JJ Redick is a genius of a coach and really do some shit with that team and Bronny, which I will say this, from the summer league, his numbers was better than the 1 and 2 pick in the fucking draft. Just saying. So, and this nigga was 55th pick. So,
Out of
that's
North Carolina.
No, he went to USC.
What did I say?
You said North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
But
I was thinking.
I don't see the Lakers really doing too much of shit, man. And it's really a shame because LeBron can still be a factor on a team that is in the real hunt for a championship. And I really hate that this the Lakers is kind of set up the way they are. However, I always think back to, I feel like it was 20, was it 2018 that he dragged a just mediocre ass Cavaliers team to the finals. You
I
know,
think
I
that
think it
was
was,
the first season. I think that might have been his first season,
it
right?
was no, his first season. Yeah, that we're not we're talking about that, but I'm talking
Okay.
about in recent years since he's been older-ish, because you know he's been older-ish for the past 10 years at this point.
Yeah.
But in 2018 they did go to the finals, they lost, but and it was a Durant-led Golden State team. But
Durant led.
yes, when
Okay.
they won, he
Oh,
was
okay.
the one.
Okay.
Shit, I was watching them games. It was Durant led. Both of them fucking red chips they got with him. Curry was just like, and I'll hit a couple threes here and we win. Yay. No, that team was sorry. And he definitely, because they don't even, what's his name had left? Kyrie. Remember, Kyrie left. They had like some, like, Dellavedova, some random ass nigga, and he still made it to the fucking championship. So, yeah, they were. I don't know if he got enough in his tank to do something like that, but that team, it was way worse than this Lakers team, to be honest. So, we'll see. We'll see what
Yeah,
happens,
we'll see what
but
happens.
I don't like to bet against certain players to just be hoop, because you know they just have a competitiveness in them that I don't want to say like you're not gonna try, but It's looking like Dallas. They did some moves in the offseason that was good, and I feel like they could be. They definitely gonna still be a problem in the West. The Kings have added, obviously, with DeRozan, and they pretty much retained everybody else. So it's gonna be problematic. It's gonna be problematic. The Knicks made some moves.
Yeah, I heard they gave Jalen Brunson the title of manager or something like that. Is that it?
I don't know. You know, he's the nicest basketball player on earth for leaving like $100 million on the table. Like in your prime years, like, you know, and this is one of those like, yes, I can care about winning and money is whatever, blah, 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 blah. But this is deeper. Basketball players are like the only in the NBA to get a chance to go to the NBA. I'll preface with that too. That
Say it again, basketball
really
players are
are the oh, I was getting ready to say it, but
okay.
are the only people that have access to white people who have really been holding all the wealth that we have built for this country. And can get it a lot of it at one time. So anytime one of these fools be like, I just want to win, I don't want to take all that white man's money, take all of it, all every drop. I don't take it, take it, take it.
Get all
So,
done.
but I get it from a competitive standpoint. You know, and then, you know, they always try to be like, well, Tom Brady, well, Tom Brady's a white man, so I don't really care what Tom Brady does. Like, I don't
That's
care.
real.
He's
That's
still
real.
rich as fuck. So, and he got endorsements and he own a piece of the fucking Raiders, and they got this dope ass new stadium that sell out in fucking Vegas every damn
And it's
Sunday.
at the old forum, right? Is that where they're putting it?
What?
The new stadium.
For the Clippers?
Yeah.
No, the Clippers, no, they went to a whole new site. The Forum is staying. That's like a landmark. They use the Forum for like college games, concerts,
Okay.
types, you know, type shit. But no, Inuit is Inuit something. It's sponsored by them. And I gotta say this, and I've been in. You know, just probably to make your listeners laugh, but you know what? That'll make them laugh, but I'll say the whole thing and even connect it back to Chicago. I'm definitely going to a Clippers game this season because their stadium looks fucking amazing. Like, it looks like probably for basketball. The first stadium that's like, oh, this is a 21st century stadium. They're gonna have like a screen that's a 360 screen around that's gonna show like highlights and scores, all this shit. I don't even know if they're using an actual like Jumbotron hang down thing. They might just use that. So then you see more stuff. The Jumbotron is a hazard because if it fall on the people, everybody would be dead. So I think that's another reason why
We
they
want to
don't.
avoid that. We know that the jumbotrons are put up there safely or installed safely.
I
So we shall see
love
what
that
happens.
Snoop is on the Olympics, and that's
Snoop
a
ass is
sign
going
of
crazy
he's
too.
going crazy.
Snoop is going crazy. Salute to Snoop for
But
bouncing back the way he did.
oh yeah, but the back to the stadium thing. So when I was in Chicago, baseball wise, I'm a Sox fan, but when I went to baseball games, I wanted to go to a Cubs game because the experience at a Cubs game is
Yeah,
just
sucks.
better. And I hate that the Sox don't have a good experience because I would rather support them. But if I want to go and have a fun baseball day, I'd rather go to the Cubs because Wrigley Field. Wrigleyville, you know, afterward, you can go get you a good ass meal, drinks,
Sir,
all that shit. It
nearby.
was just better. But that's Chicago shit. I
I
can't
love
wait
the
to get
city.
out there soon. Yeah, I'm gonna be out there in a couple of months. So soon.
Anything else on your mind?
I think that's it for me, man.
We unlocked a new level.
I'm
Short on this one. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you all tuning into the podcast. My name is O, as usual. My co-host
Creed,
took
Exodus
his
to
time saying that
Negroes,
shit,
and Arkansas as
motherfucker.
Mars, and Culture Foolishness, and all of that shit.
All that shit. We appreciate you all tuning in. We'll be back with more episodes coming up real soon. And remember the mission statement when you're striving for greatness. God never puts you in a driver's seat if it's taken. You get you.